speaking to a Talmud Chacham this week. We get the Parshas Boy. Speaking to Talmud Chacham this week, so he told me over what he heard from Israel. V'derech Sachus is that we have to apologize to Pari. Why do you have to apologize to Pari? Says because Pari, we always wondered, what's with Pari? He gets a mako after mako after mako, and nothing doing. Okay, if I'm supposed to mechazik the star, but even the first time, square is 1, 2, 3, 4. He's just pushing, not getting it, and we're being mitpala where it's unbelievable. Just wondering what's with this guy. He's getting smashed. He's getting smashed, and everything exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu says is exactly what happens, and he just doesn't get his lesson. We can't believe it. Wondering. He says after Corona, we have to. Maybe we also have to apologize to Pari. Because Baruch was giving and giving, giving, trying to tell us something, and they're just simply not getting it. So I said, I want to be made at Steif. I want to be made at Steif. I said, but Pari, there was a big difference. Pari, he knew exactly what he had to do. What did they come to? They came, let us out for 3 days. Pari had, at that point, Pari had no idea that it was going to be forever. He thought it's 3 days. Very simple. 3 days, let them go. No, you know exactly what you have to do. This is what you have to do. If you don't want to do this, this is going to happen. Dam, tzardeya, kinim, b'chul, b'chul. My client's talking, his brother's talking to us, and we're supposed to understand what he wants. It's not so clear. Be mitchazek. What does it mean, be mitchazek? With what should we be mitchazek? What should we supposed to be mitchazek with? With what should we be mitchazek? So I said, it's a lot different than Pari. Pari, he knew exactly what he had to do, and he didn't want to do it. So he bent his arm behind, he held his arm behind his back until he screamed, ouch. And that was it, he let us go. But up until then, in the Chaim, he didn't want to do what he knew that he had to do. As opposed to us, we don't know what we have to do. So he said to me something, he said, interesting, he said that, he once heard from Matasio Salomon, he said in the olden days, the people would come to a Navi to ask them what do they have to be misakin. And the Navi would tell them what they have to be misakin, and the Navi was there to tell them what people did wrong. So in those days, it was very hard to figure out what the person did wrong. They weren't doing affairs. There was nothing that they... The Avodas Hashem was on the level of the... Not even the Tanaim. The Tanaim came after the Nevi'im. The Bais Rishon, they were on a totally different darga. I think supposedly that the Gaon said that he has a musig. He understands, he says, the godless of Rishonim. He says, even for Amoraim, he says, even for Tanaim. He can understand the musig of the godless of a Tana. He says, but a poshut yid at the time of the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, when there was Shechinah Shir B'Yisrael, he says, he can't, no asagok. We didn't understand. So Nevi'im would come and say, you did this and this wrong. And they would say, no, what are you talking about? We didn't do anything wrong. Right? Dabar zeh sholu le-Nevi'im, le-Chacham le-Nevi'im, Malachim. Nobody knew poshut. It wasn't, Shomar Kadosh Baruch Hu Batzmai. Bizmaneinu, it's not exactly like that. Bizmaneinu, wherever we turn, there's something to be misaken. Everything, there's always, our tefillah is, we'll come with time to tefillah, we'll be mechavan our tefillah, our Torah as much as we could, is it with as much havana as we could. There's so much to be misaken, just choose anything. So it sounds pretty depressing, like, okay, so everything has to be misaken. We need an overhaul. It's a revamped entire thing. Gut the building and start from the beginning. But it's not like that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in this matziv, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Arizal told Chaim Vital, in our matziv, every single little thing that we do, the Ribbono Shel Olam b'Sameach, lahavdil, to make a mashal, somebody who's a parent whose son, Rachman and Salman, off the derech, and one day he decides he's going to put on tefillin. He puts on tefillin, so the parents do a tansel. The mamash dancing out of delight. A year earlier, when he was Baruch Hashem, he was in yeshiva, when he put on tefillin in the morning, nothing. Not even a smile. Why? Because depending on where the person's holding, so then it means so much more. The same, very same ma'aseh means so much more when it's done by somebody who's vayit than when somebody that's not. So we're not in the darga of the, not of the poshut yid and the bayis rishayin and not the tanoim or amiroim or abonim savaroi, rishayinim or achrayinim. We're not. But al taymer, that like the it says in Kehelis, shiyam rishayinim what you tovim me'elo, ki lo yichachmah mi'yichachmah shal tazois. If we only lived back then, it's not. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this generation, this is where we're supposed to be. And every little thing that we do is worth so much more. it's the godless of our generation. The godless is that everything that we do, that every little thing, is every mashu is tremendous. So we have to appreciate really what a mitzvah is. Appreciate how the little things are so important. Steinman once gave, he would give every day, he would give a shekel for l'zecher nishmas, the 6 million people that were killed in the Holocaust. So he said to Steinman, he said, one shekel divided by 6 million people, it's like, doesn't come out to be too much for each person. So he says, it's not one shekel. He says, it's one mitzvah. One mitzvah is infinite. A mitzvah can be split up into 6 million people, six million parts. A mitzvah is infinite. To appreciate that, yeah, every shekel, every ten agorot, every shekel, every omein, every time that we come, even though it's difficult, I think that's really the godless is the small things. It's to appreciate the small things. You can't speak about Parshas Boy without mentioning the Ramban at the end of Boy, who's miyasid. That mina nisim agadolim atabol hakar minisim agtanim shezeh yisoid kol haTorah kuloi. That from the nisim agadolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proves himself, as he said, for once and for all, bifnei kolam ve'eda, in front of the entire world, really, b'chitz yamsa for sure, in front of the entire world. But everybody's able to see the biggest empire at the time was able to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam was in charge. The Mimelo, everything that we do now is zecher letzius mitzrayim, zecher letzius mitzrayim, remembering that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed who's in charge. And we're supposed to understand from that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the Nisim HaGedolim, then we're able to be makir b'Nisim HaKtanim, all the small things that happen. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, when a person stubs his toe, when everything that happens is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Minu b'Nisim HaGedolim HaTabal HaKar Nisim HaKtanim. Lula Dimas Tafina Amina, that when it comes to human beings, it's exactly fakert. It's min HaDvarim HaKtanim HaTamakir b'Dvarim HaGedolim. There's many people that they're wont to do grandiose things, l'teva sachirim, they're able to build buildings and found organizations and fly to the other side of the world and make big dinners and be honored by 17 different organizations and v'chulu v'chulu. But in their very own house or in their day-to-day life, it could be that in a chanami they're nothing so special. But when everybody hears about it, so then that's what it is. That's really the Gemara by Rav Chanina ben Trajan and Avodah Zarah that we've mentioned in the past, that Rav Chanina ben Trajan was caught for being Malam Atir Baravim. His Rebbe came to him before he was actually caught, and he said, "What are you doing?" He says, "You're being lamentary." He says, "How can you do that? Don't you know that the Romans are trying to kill us for being lamentary?" He says, "Tomanim la Yisufu oischa, that's the Sefer Torah." His Rebbe said to him, he says, "Obi matmiya, if it doesn't happen, you're not nisaf al kiddush Hashem with the Torah with you," which is what happened to Rechani ben Trajan. So Rechani turns to his Rebbe and he says, "Mani lo elam abo." Says, "Am I going to be zeichen elam haba?" So his Rebbe says, "Klum ma'isa baliyadcho? Do you do anything worthwhile that should deserve elam haba?" The fact that he's makel kilis barabim and moisar nefesh kipshutay mamish to milam b'tera, no, that's kein lachnit. That's not worth anything. Klum ma'isa baliyadcho. He says, "Yeah, sure, I have a ma'isa. Moish shel chulin is chalfili b'moish shel purim is chalfili moish shel chulin and benesati kulin l'tzoko." He says that I had money from that was for tzedakah, that got mixed up together with my own money, and I wasn't sure what was which. So instead of trying to figure out what it was, I wasn't sure 100%, I gave the whole thing to tzedakah. He says, "Oh, michelke chol yachelki," he says, "halavai that I should have your zchus in olam haba." And it's tawah. He's more than nefesh mamish, that's nothing. Malam eterf, ram, kein zachnit. He gives the tzedakah, he gives a few extra dollars to tzedakah, all of a sudden that's it. And the Chorda Nekuda is, it's really the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, he says that when a person does one mitzvah, b'tahara gemura, that with that he's zechut olam haba, and he brings down this maisa as a raya, that means that b'tahara gemura means it's done totally without anybody knowing. Nobody knows. He did it totally l'shem Hashem. Nobody would have found out about it, if not for the story that his Rebbe asked him for the story, no one would have found out about it. This was done in the confines of his home, could be his wife didn't even know, nobody, totally l'shem shamayim, to get out of any suffix. Iker, like Rabbeinu Yonah says at the beginning of the parak, that the Iker yira is lizor mi asveka, is that was his yira shamayim, that he shouldn't have any tzad suffix, and gave the entire thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tzedakah. And that's as you said, because it could be, not that it has to be by Rechni ben Trajan, but it could be that when a person does something, Chavis Lava speaks it out, when a person does something that's in public, beforehetzio, that it's there for what other people say. People are willing to spend hundreds of dollars on a esrig that comes to shul, and everybody sees, "No, how much do you spend on your esrig? How much is that?" Right? As opposed to the hundreds of dollars on the to pay for a schnitzel that nobody knows. Rav Nosson Tzvi would say that it's much easier to get a guy to pay to donate an entire building than a person to sponsor schnitzel on Wednesday. Schnitzel goes down, it's 5 minutes later, it's gone, nobody knows who gave it, nobody knows anything. The building is up. The building is up. Bakert, it says in Halacha, the Rambam says you're supposed to put names on buildings. Not that we're doing anything wrong. We're not saying that. So the Nekuda is there. The Nekuda of that, it could always be, you never know. So how do you know? How do you know when a person does it? Chanina ben Trajan, when he's makel kilis berabim. According to what we're saying, it's fakert. Chanina ben Trajan, when he's makel kilis berabim ben Chanami, was tremendous. But that's not the gauge. The gauge is from the klum ma'isim bal yadcha, from the small ma'isim. You gave the extra dollar or two to tzedakah, whatever it was that you gave. Then mira ma'isim aketanim atamaker b'ma'isim agedolim. By a human being, it's fakert. It's the diktuk in the small things. The small things that seem insignificant, seems inconsequential, it seems like something that's not, you gave an extra few dollars, extra few shekel, nunu, what'd you do already? How much was there? 2 shekel? You gave the guy that's standing outside, you gave him 0.5 shekel. What'd you do already? I don't know, a shekel splits up into 6 million people, 0.5 shekel splits up into 3 million. Right? Even more. It's tremendous to appreciate what it is. Every small maisa is tremendous. And Mamela, Risi bnei aliyah ve'emu watim. A person that wants to be mischazing this man, and he wants to... it could be that no one's going to tell you. No one's going to tell you what you have to be mischazing in. No one's going to tell you where it is. Every person has enough things to be mischazing in. However, anything that you're mischazing in, the smallest thing that a person is mischazing in, is tremendous. And I would suggest, make a suggestion to be mischazing in al pi the Ramban at the end of Boi. It says, why are we here? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu put in this welt? And he says, "V'kavonas kol haMitzvos shenamim belekenu v'noyde elav shuvaranam." The purpose of all the mitzvahs is that we should believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam v'noyde elav shuvaranam. It's a question: what does this noyde mean? Noyde tarti mashma, admit. In other words, be like moyde b'miktas, to admit to that Kadosh Baruch Hu is baranu. In other words, appreciate, recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. And thank him. Noida from Lashon of Hoidah to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hi kavanas hayetzirah. And this is the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. She'ein lanu tam achar yetzir yishenu. We have no other reason in the original creation. V'ein kel elyon chevetz betachtoinin. Milvad she'yeda ha'odom v'yeda lelukov shebro. Says there's no other reason why the world was created except for that people to know and be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam and realize that he created us. Realize that also is going to translate obviously into doing as well if you realize that he created it. But the first akud is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and everything that happens is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is, he created us, and we owe him thanks for that. So it suggests to take one bracha. The bracha could be shakal. Shakal is very many times a day. Maybe it should be hamaitzi, which is only once a day, or malbisha rumim, or matar asum. It doesn't make a difference what bracha it is. Brain of fashis, it could be. First thing is, let's say it's brain of fashis, to know what all the words mean. I'm not going to fahare anybody, but if anybody could tell me, I'll pose the question, what does it mean? Brain of Fashis Rabbis Vichas Reinon. What does it mean Vichas Reinon? Al Komasha Brasa Lachayis Vendam. Al Komasha Brasa Lachayis Vendam Nevesh Kochoy. What does it mean? Al Komasha Brasa Lachayis Vendam. What does it mean? Taisus actually is Masberid in Brachas. Taisus felt it needs to be Masberid what Brain of Fashis means. But the Pashup Shab Mishab Rur brings it down from Taisus. But whatever the bracha is, first to be makar with the bracha, this should be a short bracha, and this is going to be your bracha. You're going to look it up in the Itzar Tfilis, and you look it up, and to appreciate before you say, if it's shakol or it's malbish arumim. Just appreciate malbish arumim, that you know how many Chinese the Ribbono Shel Olam created so that I should be able to have my shirt. Know what it was to get it, my shirt. To appreciate one bracha, not by every bracha, one bracha. That's really what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? I don't know what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants with Corona, but I know what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants with creation. That's what Ramban told me. The Ramban told me that we're here to be makar the Ribbono Shel Olam. To be makar means before you say the bracha. Not 100 brachas a day. The reason why there are 100 brachas is that we should remember the Ribbono Shel Olam 100 times a day. We're not asking for that. One thing, amashu, min advarim akatanim at the makar b'dvarim agadolim. To take one bracha and adopt it as your bracha. It doesn't have to be forever. It doesn't have to be for a week, for a month, whatever it is. Till Pesach, till whatever it is. Choose one bracha. And you're going to not just choose one bracha that you can be misazi. To look it up. To see what the Mepharshim say about it, to appreciate before you say it what it is they're about to say. Really thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, ki yi kavanas hayetzira kula. Shabbos.